Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, you know, January 6th and its aftermath continues to deeply divide the Republican Party. Former Vice President Mike Pence, with maybe the strongest criticism of Donald Trump yet over the weekend, saying that his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day. And he says that history will hold Donald Trump accountable. Joining us right now to take a deeper dive into this is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Paul. And yes, the statements by Pence over the weekend were really quite striking. More and more, he's separating himself from Donald Trump. More and more, he's trying to carve out an independent path. He hasn't announced he's running for the Republican nomination, but it's pretty clear that's his plan. And he's trying to draw a distinction between Trump on several levels. He's trying to say, you know, Trump is consumed with grievance. Trump is looking backward. He's trying to look forward. But it's also a question of the facts. I mean, Donald Trump continues to say the election was stolen. And that Mike Pence could have, in his role as vice president, reversed those results. And Pence said quite blatantly and strongly over the weekend, Donald Trump is wrong. It was not true. The election was not stolen. And he, Pence, as the presiding officer of the counting process, had no right at all to change the outcome, which is something that, of course, Trump was demanding that he do. You had people circulating through the crowd at January 6th saying, hang Mike Pence, and continue to view him as disloyal. But Trump, but Pence is carving out a different path, saying we got to look forward, not backwards. And also, and this is a split that's much larger than between Trump and Pence. It's really splitting the whole Republican Party, because you had a number of people taking strong issue with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, the popular Fox News host, was handed 40,000 hours of tapes about January 6th from Kevin McCarthy, the Republican Speaker of the House, and he produced an hour-long broadcast that totally whitewashed the events of January 6th. In fact, Carlson himself called the protesters sightseers who were taking selfies. Well, the facts, Paul, are that 1,000 people were arrested, 500 pleaded guilty, 200% to jail, and 7 people died. The facts are clear. It was an insurrection. And a growing number of Republicans, including some very conservative senators, Kevin Cramer of South Dakota, said it's a lie to say this was not an insurrection. So this split goes well beyond Trump versus Pence. It's breaking apart the whole party, Paul.
It is a very deep divide. All that being said, though, Steve, isn't it the case that there are a lot of Republicans that recognize that, yes, the election probably wasn't stolen, yes, January 6th was an insurrection, but Donald Trump is still my guy? A lot of those that supported him in the past are going to continue to support the former president.
Absolutely. You know, and this is the great dilemma the Republican Party faces. On one hand, there's a growing number of Republicans who say we cannot win with Donald Trump. Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, former vice presidential candidate, said over and over publicly, Donald Trump is a loser. And if we tie ourselves to Donald Trump, we're going to lose again, flat out. But if you can't win with Trump, how can you win without him?
Yeah.
Because if you drive away the base of the Republican Party, if you alienate that hardcore tribe of MAGA true believers, no, they're not going to vote for Joe Biden,
right,
but they could stay home. And that's the big risk. And look, we have history showing you the risk there, Paul, because in 2016, one of the key reasons Trump won in the first place was a significant slice of Democratic liberals who backed Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, who despised Hillary Clinton, felt the Democratic Party had not given them a fair shake. And we know the facts are very clear. A certain number of those Sanders supporters either stayed home or, more importantly, voted third party.
Yeah.
And in the key states, that, including Michigan, that decided that election, the failure of those Sanders supporters to back Clinton was one of the single biggest reasons Trump won in the first place. So
right.
The risks for the Republican Party are very clear, because just a few years ago, they did in the Democrats.
Yeah, we'll see what they're able to do in the months ahead. Very important time right now as everybody lines up for 2024. Steve, always appreciate your analysis. Thanks so much.
Okay, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.